like to call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Klimko?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conway?
Here.
Higgins?
Yes.
Okay, first up, we have the minutes of March 10th.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on those minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. Mr. Gessner, I believe you know the drill.
Yes, my name is Michael Gessner. My address is 440 State Route 57 West, Washington. And I have an additional complaint against a borough employee.
One of the same ones?
Rudy Bashir.
Okay.
At the Rice meeting approximately 2 weeks ago, after we were done testifying, I was out in the hall, and Rudy wanted to talk to me individually, so I followed him into the meeting room. And he said, I'll make you a deal. If you get all the guys out of the garage by May 1st, I'll... And that's when I left the room. I don't know what he was going to say after that. Didn't care. Couldn't believe him, no matter what he said. But I'm not sure what's with him. He knows I'm trying to get him fired. He should be fired. And he expects me to believe anything that comes out of his mouth. I'm sure he believes everything he says at this point, whether it's right or wrong. But on my end, I'm still paying lawyer fees now for the car club. This is a never-ending nightmare for me. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Hello, Kevin Mealy. I live at 88 Park Avenue. I received a couple summonses from the code enforcement officer, which I believe was in retaliation for us doing the rights notice and everything against him.
Is this on the same property, sir?
No, this is my personal property.
At your house?
At my house, okay. Yes. I was outside by my garage. He showed up at my house, didn't say anything to me, started taking pictures. Here, I have some handouts, actually, before I go any further, which I'd like you guys to have.
This way you can follow through.
Thank you. Those are the summonses. So as he was taking his pictures, if you look at the next picture, there's a driveway alongside my garage that's posted. Private property, keep out, no trespassing. When I said something to him about it, he said, oh, I can go wherever I want. So I started to take a picture of him taking the pictures of my backyard from this driveway, and that's when he quickly got off the property and then stood out in the street and goes, oh, I'm just taking pictures from the street, and starts taking pictures of the front of my garage. The second picture is what was in front of my garage, which has now been taken care of. It's not a lot of garbage. It's not a lot of stuff. He could have approached me and said, hey, you know, you need to clean this up, whatever. I could have gotten a letter in the mail saying I had to do it, which I've seen from reading some of your minutes that seemed to be the practice.
You received no...
No notice,
no
nothing.
No call, nothing on the
no,
door. Sometimes
no,
he leaves a
nothing.
Sticker on the door.
He just showed up there with his camera in the township vehicle. The next picture is the building he's claiming I need a permit for. When he was... when you had the
other... The covered thing is what he's calling a
yeah,
building?
Yeah, he's saying it's a storage building.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a temporary structure?
Yes. Your other, before I put that up, I had your other code enforcement guy was over by my house because there were some cars they were trying to find out about because they're getting ready to do some work over there. And I asked him about that. He said, yeah, no, it's not a permanent structure. You don't need a permit for that. And then the rest of the pictures are just, you know, I went around town, you know, on the street. Now, mind you, my house, to see my property, you need to go up Pohatcon Street, which is a dead end. The only thing up there is the daycare center. You can't see anything from the main road. You know, I mean, my neighbors don't have a complaint about anything. And then as you go on, if you go down to the end of my street, you'll see there's these four-wheelers and a bunch of garbage bags on Park Avenue in front of somebody's garage right across from the park. Nothing stickered, nothing's... I mean, I can go on. There's pictures here. This guy's got stuff in front of his garage. The camper, a boat, and they look like yellow containers, which are what, yellows for kerosene? I don't even know if that's stored legally.
That's my house.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Right.
I apologize. I hope, you know, anybody else's house that's in here, I apologize.
That's okay.
I was just, now the next
picture... That's where everything is gone for while we were clearing snow.
And I understand that, and that's my point. Like, we just had a real long winter. Nobody's had a chance to do anything on their property yet. We had, what, one, two good, nice days. Now it's raining. This next picture, if you look at it, you see oil containers, antifreeze containers, pallet. That's right across from my garage, from where Rudy took those pictures of my house. He never took a picture of any of that. And then the other one's just, is another where that one car cover is. This is the side of somebody's house. I mean, there's a lot worse out there than what I have going on. And then I started thinking, because, you know, this guy is so rude and arrogant. He's a public servant. I work for Manoff Township. If I ever talk to a resident the way he talks to people, they would suspend me first, and then I'd get fired. I mean, there's no two ways about it, you know? This town apparently doesn't have a code of ethics. You don't have a handbook for your employees. So pretty much these guys can do whatever they want. And Rudy and his arrogance, which is disrespectful to you guys, is still doing what he's been doing, even with what's going on right now. Even with you guys looking at what he's up to. He don't care. He stood up here last time, remember, like this, with his cup of coffee. Like you people didn't mean anything to him. And that's the way he treats all of us. He's a bully. And something needs to be done about him. Questions? Don't be afraid. I don't bite. No? Okay. Excuse me?
How am I arrogant?
Just right there. Right there.
I tell you, right now Mr. Mealy has the floor, so we'll keep it to that.
This picture here, is this part of your house?
That's in front of my garage, yes.
And this is the side?
Yeah, that's the driveway that he trespassed on.
I think
because he can go wherever he wants.
I think before we really comment or do anything, we need legal advice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, you can keep the packets I gave you.
And obviously we have your testimony on record here. It's been recorded.
Okay. One more thing?
Certainly.
This is my formal complaint against Rudy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you can have the floor.
Anyone else?
Yes, sir. Michael Best, 50 Carlton Avenue. I, too, have a complaint. I'm part of the car club, the No Car Club. Obviously, we've seen each other a lot in the past couple of months. With everything that's been going on with the car club and the fight between Mr. Brashear and the town, I felt like it wasn't the best place to keep my pickup truck, which is registered and insured, is behind my house. Now, with the winter, you know, old trucks, they tend, you know, the tires weren't flat. So I got a letter in the mail, or I got a ticket in the mail stating that I was storing a 50s Ford pickup truck, which is not a Ford, it's a Chevrolet, that's disabled, which it isn't disabled. I can get in it and drive it around right now. It's just a vehicle I do not drive in the winter. It's just stored with no inspection.
It's on your property?
It's on my property, behind my house. Yes, I live on Carlton Avenue, right next to Mr. Mulliken. I was here the other day, a couple weeks ago.
And that would be on the alley that's behind?
It's actually, and we have a dual parking area that's part of our home. Our property doesn't go on to the school property. It's just,
okay.
We have an actual parking,
it's on
yes.
The school's
it's a side street, yes, sir.
Okay.
If you were to turn around and look, you'd actually be in the school parking lot, but it's on my property. I'm
that would be your backyard, then?
Yes, it would be. Up to the fence scenario, it would be in my yard, with no inspection sticker. Now, not having an inspection or a bad sticker in town, if you look, which I will have pictures that I will be able, I didn't have a printer or ink to print them out, and I apologize, but I do, there's a pickup truck parked within 4 feet of my pickup truck with a bad inspection sticker as of February of last year, and the truck has actually been sitting there for close to two and a half years now. And not one ticket has been issued yet. The following week after we were here for the rights notice for Mr. Brashear, I get a ticket in the mail for my truck only. And my neighbor, as of today, when the mail came, still has not received a ticket for his bad inspection sticker on his vehicle that's been sitting for 2 years. And the day after we had our rights meeting, I come home early. I had to take my daughter to school because my wife had things to do. And as I pull up, I see Mr. Brashear drive by in the gold Crown Victoria on a cell phone, drive up past my street, behind my house, come back around again. So as I walk back out to the front of the area to maybe let him see that, hey, I see you watching, he ended up just going straight down South Lincoln, or I guess it would be North Lincoln towards South Lincoln. So I thought that was a little peculiar. And then I get the letter saying that the second, which was the following week, just my truck gets a ticket, the one next to us not. I really feel that it's only because of all this. I work for Stu's Auto Body, one of the strongest businesses in this town that has had a problem with Mr. Brashear, and I'm part of the Dead Metal Car Club, which is having a problem with Mr. Brashear. I just don't think it's fair. I really believe that this was done maliciously. My wife is like, is this creep going to be creeping in our yard and watching everything we're doing? Is he going to be going through this and that? She's like, I don't feel safe. That's not fair to my wife and my kids. Like, now it's like trickling into like more aspects of our lives, and it's just not fair. I grew up in this town. My great-grandfather was a fire chief in this town, Melvin Byrd, in the 60s. Like, my cousin just retired as a police officer, George Duckworth. My family's been here forever, and I've never seen this before. It just seems like the town just doesn't care anymore. There's so many people that tell my wife that, oh, yeah, I saw Rudy going through people's garbage. I seen him walking down fence lines, and she's getting paranoid that this guy's just, she's going to open her window doing dishes, and he's going to be in our yard snooping around. We're not posted, but you best believe by tomorrow morning I will be no trespassing because my family is involved now. I don't think that's fair when my wife tells me that, okay? A lot of us guys have been here for support because this is all something, we love this. We love it, what we're doing. We're not trying to do anything wrong, but we're being chastised, and it's just not fair. We pay his salary, okay? I pay taxes in this town. I don't own, I rent, but I still pay taxes. I work in a bona fide business. I spend money in this town. It's not fair to me and my family. It's got to stop. And I have pictures coming, and I really hope that, now I'm worried about, is my neighbor going to get a ticket? Because he's going to run up there now and rush over there and give him a ticket. Okay? Just to be like, oh, I still gave him a ticket. I mean, how does that work? Like, if you did that, what would the people think of you, Mr. Mayor? Like, if you just would talk to people any way you wanted and did whatever you wanted. It's not fair. It's trickling into family. Not only is it my job, not only is it my hobby, but now it's my family. It's got to stop. And I, too, am handing in a formal complaint with pictures to follow.
Okay. We understand. We understand your concerns. I hope you understand that there are legal processes that we have to follow.
Absolutely. I've been part of it for a little while now. I see what's got to be done, but I needed to be heard.
And it is a slow process. So.
I have all the time in the world, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I've tuned in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Deborah Franklin, 145 North Lincoln Avenue. I just want to know what the status is on North Lincoln and if they have a date when they're going to start the street.
Dave, do you know anything?
Well, actually, I do. I spoke with Dawson this afternoon. and they're looking to start the curving work next week by the library, the ADA handicap ramps. I know we've had the markouts completed already.
Yes.
And then it's a matter of getting on the paving contractor schedule. We have a streets committee meeting on Monday morning at 9 a.m., so we're looking to get on their schedule as soon as possible, as soon as those curbs are completed.
Do you know when the curves are going to be completed? Do they have a...
I can't answer as to how long they'll take to complete. I know they're starting sometime next week, weather permitting. Yes. I know the markouts have been done, and they're preparing to get the work ready.
It is the rainy season, so that...
Okay, I just want to know. I mean, there's an other pair of some that are homeowners on the street, and we just want to make sure that it does get done.
Yeah.
We understand. It's this side of the room's turn.
Reverend Buckney, Mount Pisgah AME Church, and just a plain resident. Ms. Franklin took one question off, but the curbing, though, is just for by the library, correct?
That's correct.
And is it New Street, too? I think it's the two places, isn't it? New Street, too?
And that's just for the ADA handicap
right.
I don't know off the top of my head, Dave. I would have to verify that.
I think it's there, too.
New Street that comes to the corner where the intersection is, or New Street further down?
New Street further down, halfway down, or point from there.
New Street where the T intersection is between New Street and North Lincoln?
Yes.
So you're going to change the curving and make them ADA?
I believe that's included in it, yes.
I'll verify Monday morning, send you an email.
Thank you. You had mentioned a committee, Councilman Higgins.
Yes, I did. It's Monday at 9 o'clock.
And then, while you're doing all this, has the matter with the driveway for the school been resolved? That's our biggest concern.
Well, I'm going to turn that over to the...
It has not been resolved. We, at our last streets committee meeting, we did discuss how we were going to go about resolving it. We requested the school board provide us with a plan for the entire paving project that they did. I think it was 2012.
Yeah.
And they just handed them in to me today. Our engineer picked them up today, and he is reviewing them over the weekend, and he will have a report to the streets committee on Monday morning when we meet as to what his thoughts are. We also requested a meeting with the
school board.
The Board of Education, a joint meeting. Unfortunately, that's stalled because their attorney wants to speak to our borough attorney before they agree to meet with us. So that's where that stands.
I think you still understand our concern that you'll pave the street and then something else will happen after. That the real concern was that the matter with that driveway coming out into North Lincoln be handled before you come and pave us. That's a big issue. That will end up happening. You'll pave the street and then they'll come out and rip part of it up, and this doesn't make any sense.
And then 2 years after it just goes.
That's right. Just like the job it did then. The last piece is for Ramapo Way, the issue with the mailboxes. There was another resident who came.
I did speak with the postmaster about that, about the possibility of going to the door. He said, absolutely not. That's the short version of it.
I can imagine.
We had quite a discussion about it. He says, any new buildings, that go up that are similar to that, whether they're apartments, condos, they all have to have that centrally located mailbox.
Okay.
Now, what we need to do is find out who owns that area and see if we can find whoever owns it can find another way to make it better, put a roof over it so the mailboxes don't freeze up, push it back a little bit
or
so that the plow doesn't go and push everything onto it? Because, I mean, the concerns are primarily in the wintertime, correct?
No.
No?
Because now that it is the rainy season, when you step, your foot, I mean, your foot is soaked. Because it has the curving, so you step up and then you step down. And all, it's like a catch basin. It just holds all the water. So now the biggest problem is that it's filled with water, including today.
Yes, so we need to search to find out who the actual owner is and work on it from there.
And the 9 o'clock meeting is here?
Yes, ma'am. It is here, not over.
Right.
Yeah, it is here.
Okay. Usually in the conference room downstairs.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I will accept the motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that moves us to ordinances. Ordinance 2, 2015 to establish the cap bank. The public hearing and adoption, so I will open the public hearing on that ordinance.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? I'll accept the motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Mr. Higgins, you look like you're chomping at the bit. Are you waiting for the next one?
You made me get it too long, Scott.
Hearing no discussion, roll call, please.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Conway?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Funko?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
We go on to Ordinance 3, 2015, amending the Recreation Department program fees. I'll open up the public hearing on that.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Funko?
Yes.
Conway?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
So we'll go to the, before we do the budget, the solar discussion. I was approached by the superintendent of schools, Lance Rosa. They are going to be doing an assessment. And they've spoken to us about this before, for solar panels, and they would like to include us in this assessment. What they will do is they will go out and take a look at roof space, the way it's oriented as compared to the sun, and find out what it would take to get solar installed, and this would be for all the schools and all of our buildings. There's the economy of scale there. That would, you know, maybe we could get it for less money or get it for less at a kilowatt hour, depending on how we go. The superintendent expressed that it would cost us no more than $1,500. So to go forward with that, we would need a motion to, already not to exceed motion, to go into it for not to exceed $1,500. Any other questions?
And the $1,500 is just for the full evaluation of the roofs and everything?
Yes.
Will we do an agreement, Scott, with them, or?
I think we would have to.
So moved. $1,500, not to exceed.
Okay. Any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on that.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conway?
Yes.
Funko?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
And where will we get that from in the budget, Chris?
Building and grounds.
Okay. And next we have the adoption of the 2015 municipal budget. It's the public hearing, so I will open that up now.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Just so everybody knows, we're introducing our budget tonight for the year, mm-hmm. and the borough portion of the budget is flat. There is no tax increase, there's no tax decrease.
We're adopting, not introducing, Dave.
He said,
"I'm in a new seat."
Okay. We're adopting, despite what he's doing. At least that's our intention.
Pardon me?
I say you're introducing, but our intention is to adopt.
Okay, I will make a motion to adopt 2015 municipal budget.
I'll second it.
Is there any discussion? Natasha, Tom, do you want to say anything before we do this?
He's good. He pretty much said it. I'm going to get $2.50 off next year's school. I'm just saying.
You're going to get smacked.
No.
Let's have a roll call before Dave gets smacked.
Higgins.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes.
McDonald.
Yes.
Heinrich.
Yes.
Clintown.
Yes.
Okay, reports.
Make a motion to receive and file.
So move. Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the reports?
No.
Have a good night.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do we have any committee reports this evening?
What? I haven't missed the meeting.
We could. It's real short. Okay.
I know it's not on the agenda, but can we go into executive session for about 5 minutes to discuss a committee meeting that we had?
Yeah, we'll do that at the end of the
meeting. Okay.
Okay, any old business? Okay, new business. We have 64-2015 to apply for a 2014 recycling tonnage grant.
So move.
It is 2014, not 2015, correct?
It is 2014. It's always a year behind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just double checking. Any discussion? Let's do a roll call, please.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Klemko?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
What if we do 65 and 67 together? They're both resolutions and a tax certificate.
65 and what?
67.
We got 71, too.
Yes, we do. Let's do 71 also. Thank you. Second. Okay. Any discussion on those? Roll call, please.
Conrad?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klemko?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Egan?
Yes.
66-2015 to refund tax money for a court appeal.
So move.
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion on that one? Hearing none, a roll call, please.
Again?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Clintown?
Yes.
This is 69 and 70, which are refunds of an overpayment on taxes.
So move.
Second.
All right, any discussion on those? Roll call, please.
Conrad?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klemko?
Yes.
And I suppose we have to do 72-2015, too, appointing a library board member in the name of Reverend Bauckheim. Mm.
So
what? Me? I know. I know. Here I am, I had a little fun with you, and you just don't pay attention. Do we have the motion?
I have a motion. I need a second.
Second. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Big motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Any discussion on the vouchers?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Page 6. Where is Murphy Spring?
Say that again?
Give me a second, Dave.
What was it you said, Dave?
Working Spring Company. It was truck 47.
That was the springs that went bad on a truck.
Okay, where's Working Spring at?
Their exact location, address, I don't know. Want me to find out for you?
Well, we got $2,000 bill for it.
Yes, we did. They're the only ones that carried those springs for that truck.
How old is that truck?
That is the Mason dump that,
that we just got, like, 6 years ago?
It sort of predates me, I think. I'm not sure. I can find out if you'd like. I don't know who drives truck 47. I need to verify it.
If you could, please.
Anything else?
That's it.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conroy?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Brings us to our recap. We'll be put on your list of things to do.
I'll verify, we'll have a streets committee meeting on Monday the 13th at 9 a.m. We'll verify new street curving of the ADA ramp. We'll try and find out who owns that property on Ramapo Way by the mailboxes,
right.
What we're talking about. I'll look into the Merklin Spring Company for truck number 47. There's three other things that I wanted to address. Obviously, everybody knew I was sick last week, so I didn't get to address some things in my manager's report. The engineer will also have the cost and any concept plans for the Route 57 mid-block crosswalk at Monday's street committee meeting. He did tell me that today. The culvert by Advance Auto that Josephine had been questioning is not owned by the state. I think maybe you saw my email this afternoon. It's owned by the county, and they have been notified to come out and take a look and see if they can repair it. And our treatment works approval, thank you, is in technical review right now, so we passed the first stage. This is for South Prospect, so we're in the second stage, and we're in technical review, so it is moving along at the DEP. And that's all I have, ma'am.
Okay. Council remarks. Mr. Heinrich?
I have none.
Ms. Conley? Mr. Higgins?
Just that the streets committee meeting is Monday at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Ms. Klimko?
I have nothing either.
Well, I have nothing either, so I guess we can go into executive session after, what, a 10-minute break?
Sure.
So for?
Contractual.
Contractual obligations, okay.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.